Hello and welcome to episode 129 of Ready to Mosh. I'm Gem G, and with me, as always, the Yorkshire Tamma Pudding, Mr. Gav P.
That would be me.
That is you.
Yeah, part Yorkshire.
All pudding.
Yeah.
So we've got another guest interview for you today. We have actually got our first returning podcast guests. We're chatting with Miles and Dylan from Godda, who we chatted to at Bloodstock last year, prior to them hitting the New Blood stage as winners of Leeds Metal to the Masses. So it was great to have a catch up with them to see what they've been up to since Bloodstock, which includes the launch of their new EP, Path of Destruction, which is out the 26th of April. We've been fortunate enough to already be able to listen to their new EP, and it is very awesome. So make sure you do give that a listen once it is out there. So there were a couple of issues with Miles's audio whilst we were recording. So apologies if there's any kind of fuzzy or crackly bits, but hopefully it's not too bad. So here it is.
So we've got another guest interview. We've got Miles and Dylan from GoDeath. How you doing, guys?
All right. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hi.
So we spoke to you last time. You're actually our first returning guests. We spoke to you at Bloodstock many, many moons ago.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a lot less hungover after 4 days of camping and stuff, so it's much better now.
Well, first question, how was the gig last night?
Good, you know. For a Tuesday night, like I did last minute, it was good here. It was a lot of fun. And like, a venue where yeah. I got to play for a lot of new people. It's more of a hardcore show. So yeah, it was really good.
Surprise, was it?
Yeah, yeah. It was a band that really good as well called... yeah, they're really good. I forgot the name. Oh, my God. My girlfriend...
Yeah, Sub-Zero was the headlining.
Sub-Zero, that was it. Yeah, yeah. They're really, really nice, good, chill guys from New York. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
New York?
Yeah, yeah, we liked them.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, so when we spoke to you at Bloodstock, it was just before you hit the stage and you were in that kind of preset, kind of excited mode. So how was the show when you actually got on the stage?
You can have this one, Mark.
Okay. Nerve-wracking was probably the overarching theme that everyone was kind of inside of at the time. Very nerve-wracking, but exciting as well, and just surreal, really, honestly, but really good fun. Something that we knew that it was a culminative, we all separately knew that it was a culminative point of our lives and I guess our early careers, you know, even now still it's I don't really have too many words for it because it's just surreal and bizarre but incredible and amazing, and I felt very grateful for the opportunity to be able to do something like that. You know, it's not something that everyone can say that they've done, you know, play at a festival, play at one of the largest metal festivals in the UK, you know, but it was brilliant, honestly.
Yeah, proper bucket list, I'd say.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And you're playing a guest slot now as previous Metal to the Masses winners. How does it feel to be invited back?
It's good, I'd say. I've done it with a couple of them. I did one in Leicester, and then we got one in Sheffield next week. It's really fun. There's always a good turnout. You know, there's going to be a lot of people who haven't seen you before, so it's always good to like spread the word a bit. Hope that they'll sort of gain fans that way.
Yeah.
Really good. Very good to be invited back to do them. I really enjoy them.
And what advice would you give to bands who make it through to play at Bloodstock this year?
Don't get too seshed on the weekend before you play on Sunday.
Yeah. Lots of water. No, just I'd say enjoy it.
And drink lots of water.
Yeah. Yeah. Drink lots of water. Enjoy it and put it back. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
It's experience might only sort of come once. So, like, enjoy it and like live in the moment and just. Make sure people get lots of videos as well so you can look back at it, because we're not doing that.
Yeah. Yes, that's the important thing.
Yeah, making fun TikTok edits and stuff.
And you mentioned when we spoke to you at Bloodstock, you had quite a few shows going on in Manchester. Is there a better scene there than there is in Leeds?
I think that depends on who you ask, really.
Yeah.
I think arguably so. in certain ways, yeah. There's probably more metal venues kind of sort of per capita, I guess. Really. Yeah, I mean, there's not really... I mean, Manchester's got a music, you know, a famous music scene, but it's not got a super famous music scene, a metal music scene, like, you know, Leeds doesn't have that either as well, but there's probably more just there in general for, I'd say, maybe a metal crowd than there is in Leeds. But that doesn't mean that there's not great metal venues in Leeds and great opportunities to see metal acts in Leeds and some very good homegrown metal acts as well in Leeds as well.
Yeah, well, I give a big shout out to Boom on this one, because I think Boom's like one of the best underground venues in the country.
It's a very cool vibe there. Yeah, we like Boom a lot, don't we?
Very supportive of like smaller bands, like giving them opportunities to grow and stuff. So,
Yeah,
really like that. Like it there.
Right, but let's move on to the quickfire round, which you may remember from Bloodstock. We're actually testing out doing it with a live wheel for the first time. So bear with us. But the first question is one that we're asking every band this year, because we're going to do a poll at the end of the year. And that is, what are your favourite crisps?
Oh. Thai sweet chili.
Barbecue hula hoop. I don't know if you got both of those.
So we had barbecue hula hoops?
Yeah, we both answered it at the same time. Yeah, barbecue hula hoops, I'd say. Yeah, for me.
What about you, Dylan?
For me, Thai sweet chili, because I'm a bit posh.
The Walkers.
Yeah, the Walkers Thai sweet chili ones. The only ones I have, really.
They're both new ones, I think.
They are nice. That's another two new ones to add to the list.
I think Watsits is winning so far, but
yeah.
There's been a big surge on Watsits over the last few weeks.
Watsits are good. They get stuck in your teeth, though.
They do, yeah. That's the worst bit about it.
Then again, orange fingers.
Yeah. Worst bit about it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, we're going to give the wheel a spin, and let's see what comes out. And if you were invisible for a day, what would you do?
You go first, Miles. Oh, too long.
Christ, I don't know. Probably steal a bunch of stuff. <I don't know. laughs> Like that film, Jump. Except he can teleport, not using it as well.
But let's sneak on an airplane or something and go somewhere on holiday. Free. Don't know where I'd hide.
I don't think anybody's ever said about sneaking on holiday anywhere.
That's a new one.
That is a new one.
Mm. Yeah, we don't go with the flow and goddess, you know.
All right, next one is, if you could banish one song from the face of the earth, what would it be?
Oh, dear.
It's probably a bit of like a plain answer, but I'm going to go Baby Shark, because I heard it the other day and it was stuck in my head for a while, and I still hate the song.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, that is a good answer.
I don't know. I hate it.
Oh, I don't even know. Muzaki, like that. That gets caught in your head. Yeah, I'll say Baby Shark as well, because that's a pretty awful song. It does get stuck in my head as well.
Yeah, well, we think about all night now.
Yeah. So just before you go to sleep, that's it. That's what you're going to get.
Just like, go crazy.
Which animated character would you be?
Oh. The Avatar, I think.
Okay. Interesting choice.
Probably end up being... What do I get to choose any I'd like to be, or who I'll probably end up being?
Any you want to be.
Oh. I will go for... Stan from South Park. I like South Park. Like, all these ones are a bit too offensive. Anyone else?
What is your favourite venue? So either to play in or to watch in?
Ooh.
Or both?
Boom's probably quite high up there. Definitely as small venues go, I think in the ones that we play in, Boom's quite high up there. We always have a good a good time there. To see a band, I'd probably say the Apollo, the O2 Apollo in Manchester. I really like the way that the floor has a bit of a gradient to it, so everybody can see quite well. You can't really get a bad spot there wherever you stand, which is quite good. Unless you're really short.
Let's go right to the front then.
Yeah.
Another thing might probably be the same, but I'll change my better one to playing. I'd go for P Club in Leeds because it's really fun. Sounds really good, doesn't it? It's like Leeds' sort of main alternative sort of club night. And I always used to go there when I was a lot younger going out. So it's always good to play there. And yeah, it's always good sound. The sound guy who runs it's really nice and cool. But yeah, I'll go for that one. Oh, actually, the Hive in Rotherham was really good as well. I was a bit surprised by that first time playing that. I'm playing there again on Friday. I really like that one. So there as well.
What was the first gig that you watched?
Mine was The Darkness. First gig I ever went to. I was like dead young. I think I went on my mum's shoulders. I was like some like weird F1 event.
It was probably the first gig I ever watched was probably something that my dad did because he's a musician and I saw him play quite a lot when I was younger. But the first proper concert, really, that I went to go see was like Prince when I was like 14 or 13. No, 14, I think. He was playing at the First Direct Arena in Leeds and that was pretty good.
That's a pretty big name to tick off for your first one.
I know, yeah. I'm quite proud of it, to be honest. It was nearly Ollie Murs, but I'm really glad that it wasn't Ollie Murs. It was Prince.
You definitely got the better deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet it was secretly Ollie Murs. Just tell everyone.
Yeah, I'm secretly his biggest fan.
Yeah.
Love Ollie Murs.
Next one is, who was the last band that you watched live?
Try to think.
Oh, well, that was last night. That would have been Sub-Zero literally playing last night.
I'll say bands that I've been to as a fan would be Coffin Mulch. I've got my thing in February. They're really good. They're a good Scottish death metal band.
Blues in Manchester.
Sorry, what was that, Miles?
If it was like that, like how Dylan answered, if it was a band that I paid to go and see, it would have been Knock Loose in Manchester like last month.
Okay. Oh, actually, I'm lying. It wasn't Coffin Mulch. Mine was 200 Stab Wounds with Cal Decapitation. I forgot about them.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go to that.
Yeah, that was really good. So I always watched 200 Stab Wounds.
Mm.
They're really good.
What a band name that is.
Make 60 years.
Yeah.
Right, so this is the final quick fire one.
Drum roll.
What's your favourite pizza topping?
I
don't know.
Pepperoni.
I assume that the pizza that would, if it was a pizza that had just this one topping in, I assume that it would already have cheese on it. Because if not, yeah. I would say cheese. Probably mushrooms then. Or onions.
Mushrooms. Oh, that's horrible, that.
It's a polarizing one. I know it's definitely polarizing. It always is. People either love or hate mushrooms.
Yeah, big mushroom fans here.
Yeah,
yeah, I love mushrooms, man.
I'm the outcast here now.
And people always go, "It's the texture for me. I can't stand the texture." And
I was literally thinking that.
Yeah, it's too slimy.
Well, the texture is a weird one, so. Yeah. The human body has more DNA connected to mushrooms than mushrooms are connected to something like broccoli.
Oh,
right. Yeah, fair enough.
I'm part of even more now.
Yeah, because they're not a planet. They're fungus, aren't they? So
that's going to freak you out even more, Dylan.
I know. I'm definitely not. Absolutely part of now.
come join the cannibals.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wrapping around with you anyway, so.
Right, we'll move on to some non-mushroom related questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and talk about your new EP. So Path of Destruction is out on April the 26th. Cool. So in terms of kind of the creation of the EP and recording of it, did you approach this any differently to how you've done previous releases?
Probably better to answer that than me, to be fair.
So I suppose yes, to the fact that it was Miles' first EP with us. So, but yeah.
I thought
there was a lot more like cohesion in the writing process, because in like previous EPs and things like that, I wrote most of it. But I'm not a god or anything, so I've got my floor. So on this one, we also worked together a lot more to like make a better sort of product. Well, I hope people think it's better anyway. So like we all added our own ideas and thoughts on it, so it just came out a lot better, I think. And, like, something we're all very proud of. And yeah, working with a new producer as well, who was really good guy called Adam, who's like, I think he's really good at what he does, and like, he's made it sound so much bigger and huger, like a bit more closer to how we sound live, because I feel like the old EP, it didn't really capture that at all. I'm like, I can't listen to it now.
It's kind of parked in the back now.
Yeah, exactly. Just a lot better. I just feel like we're a lot tighter unit now, especially after how long we've been playing and things. Like, we sort of understand each other a lot better, and Miles coming in has just sort of absolutely added to it and just helped us sort of be the band we're aiming to want to be. So it's a lot better.
And what was the inspiration for the new EP?
Go, Miles, you can tell this one.
It's also, I think, a kind of reflection. I think it's quite personal. Lyrically, it's quite personal to me and a lot of the stuff that I've been through and that. And it relates like a lot to my mental health and my experiences and relationships and just, stuff that we can all relate to in that. But it's like, I think your classic doom and gloomy stuff you get on a metal record, to be fair, a lot of the time. But there's a lot of, I like to try and be wise with it. And I like to try and be, I definitely think that I'm quite proud of the finished product with the way that the lyrics and the sort of theme, the thematic devices kind of come across in the EP. I spent a lot of time thinking about it and trying to craft it. And that, and I think once we saw the artwork in the end, there was a bit of an umming about what we decided that what we were going to have in the end. But I think that what we came to rest on with regards to the artwork really sort of encompassed the thematic choices. I've already said that word, that we used in the record. But just it being my first EP with Goddeth, I wanted something to be quite raw and honest and just like not think too hard about what it was I wanted to particularly talk about, but just to kind of get ideas out there and just let the creative juices flow, if that makes sense.
Yep.
With it, really. Quite a convoluted long answer there, I know, but
it's good at that.
Yeah. Most people call it waffle, to be honest, but yeah.
And you've had a review of the EP in Metal Hammer this month. Was that a bit of a booking
we did.
For you?
Yeah, it was quite good. I bought a couple of copies and I can show it off to the grandkids when I'm older. it's a good game. It's a bit of a bucket list item again. So yeah, and yeah, it gave us quite a good review. I won't spoil everyone, but that's good. So good to get in there. So hopefully it gets us a few extra listens, maybe.
Well, that's what it's all about, yeah.
Exactly. So put on the EP.
Sorry, what was that, Dylan? You broke up.
Something to put on the EPK and posters and stuff.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And a couple of tracks have been released so far, including the most recent Coup de Grace from the upcoming EP. What's the response been like for that?
Well, I'll do it, yeah. Yeah, that's good, yeah. People say like, it sounds really good. It's a song we played for a few years, but we had a song with our old singer, but when Miles joined, we were very close to scrapping it because like, I was sick of it, didn't think it was that good. But then Luke, our guitarist, got the idea.
It was called something different before I joined, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was called Thrive back then. Yeah, so we worked with Miles and just improved it massively. And, like, we did our first music video and like, yeah, a great response to it. Like, a lot of people come to us saying it's really good and like, they keep listening to it. So yeah, really good. Got a few radio stations and stuff as well. Yeah, just help the other songs do as well, and hope they like it as much.
Can't believe you were close to scrapping it. It's an absolutely amazing song.
But yeah, I think it was a bit sick because it used to be like double the length, but we just cut the fat basically. So like, yeah, it made it a bit more exciting rather than a bit boring and overdone. Like, some bits, like it basically repeated itself until it got to like the middle bit. Like, so it was like double the length basically, which is a bit long and boring. But yeah, much better now, I think.
And you mentioned that you made your first music video for Coup de Grâce. How did you find that process? Did you enjoy it?
I think Miles did, especially because he got beaten up a bit in it.
Yeah, it was fun. It felt a little bit like a kind of a return to sort of GCSE drama projects with the kind of like DIY-esqueness of it, but it was very very fun. Very much enjoyed it. It was a good way to spend a day, and I really enjoyed fleshing out the ideas, bringing sort of to life the ideas that we had for it. And I just liked how professional it looked in the end. And everyone says the sort of same thing when they see it, you know.
Yeah. The room we did it in, it was tiny, so we managed to do a lot of the space.
Yeah.
Kind of looking very professional.
Yeah, it was quite piecemeal the day, wasn't it? But we got it done, like the order of things and the way things got done. But we did get it done in the end, and it was a success, I'd say.
And you're currently working your way through the Tour of Destruction.
Yep.
How's that going?
Really good, I'd say. Yeah, I play a lot of shows in new places and some old places. So we're getting more people there. It's just really fun. I enjoy going around to all these other places, like meeting new people, seeing new bands. And, like, it's really fun. So never wanted to. We keep getting new shows to add on it as well, which is good. So, so by the time it's come out, what we've got might already be outdated. So it's going really well.
And you've got the album the EP launch show in May in Leeds, their hometown show for you. Have you played all of the tracks from the EP live yet, or is there any that you're saving for the launch?
Yeah, I think only we've only done it twice.
We play most of them live.
Yeah. Yeah, so one of them we haven't played as much yet. We try to save that, especially in Leeds, for that EP show. And then, yeah, we've got a couple of songs that are on the EP that are new songs as well that we're hoping to play as well, just to spice up the set list a bit. So watch this space, but yeah. Be good to play the EP in full headline show in Leeds, the hometown show.
And you're also playing Mangata Festival this year. Which we don't know the stages yet, but we're going to be at Mangata. But how excited are you for that?
Very. I think it's probably the highlight of the Tour of Destruction Shelter. So yeah, it's like playing with so many good bands. I'm really looking forward to seeing as well. Just a really good opportunity. Well, it'll be our second gig in Nottingham as well. So just absolutely looking forward to it. Hopefully, it'll be a good day as well. So it'd be good. Really can't wait for that one.
And have you got any other festival appearances planned for this year yet?
We do have a couple of small ones. Like, we're playing Get Heavy Fest in Newcastle in August. And then we've got an all-day in Manchester in October called Slammer at Rebellion, which, so yeah, look forward to playing them because it should be good. I love the festival, especially like one all-day, and so they're really good. Yeah, that's it so far.
Final question then.
Oh.
Is there anything else that's upcoming this year that you can share yet?
Well, with the EP, we do have another new music video coming out as well. That's out on the 19th, so it'll be out by now. And then there's a whole run of shows. I've got a list out just in case. So I'll give them a read. So we're playing Bolton, Leicester, Key Club, and Manchester. In May and June, then July Mangata Festival and Get Heavy Fest and Slammer, got them. There hopefully some more shows. We're also hoping to try and release some more music as well by the end of the year, so like a couple of singles. So watch your space, basically. Anything else, Miles, that you can think of?
No, I think you've said it all, to be honest, mate.
A dates machine.
Yeah, I remember.
Yes,
I'll have to read it.
Okay, so Dylan Miles, it's been great to catch up with you again. So thanks so much for coming on.
No, no worries, thanks for having me. It's good seeing you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck with the EP launch, and we'll see you in Nottingham at Mangata.
Yeah, see you then.
Brilliant. Yeah, love it. Can't wait to see you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that episode. Try and get to see Godeth if they're near you. Have a look at their socials. And don't forget to look at ours too. And you can find us on Instagram, Threads, and X at Ready to Mosh Cast. We're also on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube at Ready to Mosh. And we've also got our Patreon on there, which is just £3 a month. And for that, you get access to all of the bloopers that never make it into the show. You get early access to episodes where it's possible. And you also get to find out what we've got planned for the following month. And finally, you can also support the podcast for free by giving us a 5-star rating, maybe a nice little review on whichever platform you're listening to. And we'll be back soon with another episode.
Make it mosh, Moog.